Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti. Today, we are also joined by Brenda Minton. She is the Student Council Advisor at Perry High School, and we're talking all things Perry Homecoming. So, Brenda and Lindsay, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
So, Brenda, we'll start with you. Obviously, next week is Perry's Homecoming Week, so always a big celebration throughout the week. Just give us a basic overview of all the activities that people can look forward to.
Oh, we have so many great activities coming up. So this year's theme is this heaven? No, it's Perry. We wanted to really play on that. No, it's Iowa, but it's be specific to Perry and all things we love about Perry. So we have some dress up days. On Monday, it's Patriotic Day. Tuesday, Camouflage Day. Wednesday, Volunteer Day. Thursday is Country Day, and Friday would be Class Colors. So we have students really looking forward to dressing up and being a part of that. We also have a lot of events at night that we really want people to come out and support. Monday, there's volleyball, Sadel Invitational at 4 o'clock, and football, JV versus Dallas Center Grimes at 6. Tuesday, volleyball, 9 JV varsity versus Carroll at 5:30, and also girls swimming at home at the McCreary Center at 6:30. And then on Thursday, we're so excited to have our cross-country event this homecoming week. The Leon Fox Invitational will start at 4:15. So we're really looking to have those out. And of course, we have the Friday game, 7:30 at Dewey Field.
Now, some specific things that I want to ask you about. Volunteer Day is always a big deal because it gets the students out into the community. They help out with a wide assortment of projects. Talk a little bit more about Volunteer Day.
We are so proud of Volunteer Day. I know some other schools do Volunteer Day, but I'm not sure they do it during homecoming. And we just have so many students so excited to go out and work in our community and kind of give back for the community that supports us so much at the school. We've got over 300 students that have permission slips in, looking for places to go. We have some specific events like cleaning at the dog shelter, Highway 141 cleanup, a lot of students working at the elderly care facilities like the Masonic Home, Spring Valley, some doing games or helping residents, and some taking oral histories to kind of pass that information along. We also have a lot of painting, weeding, washing windows. We've had people call in with some projects. We've got them all covered. If you have something, you can call in. We'll try to get it covered. So we have lots of teachers going out to supervise these students, and the students work so hard, and it's just such a great day for our community.
Absolutely. Now, the very next day is the coronation and bonfire. Always fun. Talk a little bit more about that night.
All right. So our king and queen candidates are going to be introduced at 1:10, and then we will get the coronation Thursday, and it'll start at 8 in the gym after that Leon Fox Invitational. So we have a lot of great activities represented. The dance is going to do a couple of performances. We have the cheerleaders do a dance. We have honorary king and queen. We hope we'll get back for that, Ron Davis and Beverly Davis. That'll be our first legacy of the honorary king and queen, the son of Gail Davis. So just a lot of fun, and our band plays, and then we move out to the bonfire after the crowning.
For sure. And then I'll do a little plug as well that we will be broadcasting the coronation once again on Raccoon Valley Radio. So encourage people to check that out on Thursday night.
Yeah, and we're excited to have last year's Queen Jasmine Tobar back to help with the crowning, and I believe she will be in the parade as well. Unfortunately, Mario Cruz, last year's king, he is off training for the military, so he's going to miss it. We're going to miss him, but we're super proud of what he's doing.
Absolutely. Now, the celebration actually wraps up on Friday with a wide assortment of things, starting with game day in the afternoon, the football game, the dance, everything. Talk a little bit more about the Friday events.
Friday, we have a High Five Friday at the elementary, where it's going to be the homecoming court and the cheerleaders giving high fives to the kids. And then in the afternoon, we have our class competition day, our game day, and that'll start at 1:10 in the gym. And it's just so much excitement in there. It is super loud, and I invite people to come out and take pictures and just see what that's all about. Then whichever class gains the most points for the dress-up days and the game day then gets to run the spirit stick around at halftime and kind of have bragging rights and get their name on the plaque. And so we also have halftime fireworks sponsored by this year's senior class, the class of 2020. And then after the game, of course, we'll have the homecoming dance in the high school commons from 10 to 1. So lots of great stuff going on Friday.
All right. Is there any cost to attend the homecoming dance?
Homecoming dance costs $7, and students are welcome to bring out-of-town guests. They just need to make sure they're signed up in the office, and we have lots of supervision for that. So we're excited for a good time. Something new this year, our choir director, Jen Nelson, is going to be our DJ and kind of make some money back for the choir department. So kind of keeping that income in the school and helping each other and support. And it's a great night.
Absolutely. Well, Brenda Mitten with Perry High School, anything else that you'd like to mention about this year's homecoming festivities?
I just really want to give a shout out to our local businesses who are our Volunteer Day shirt sponsors. We have a lot of businesses that give back, and so that really lowers the cost of the shirts for students. So check out the shirts that you'll see kids wearing in the community on Wednesday, and we have our wonderful sponsors on the back.
All right. Well, now we'll bring in Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti. And one thing about homecoming week that I purposely left off because I wanted you to talk about it a little more is the homecoming parade, which is organized by the chamber. So what can you tell me about one last plug for the homecoming parade?
So in addition to all of the fantastic activities that are already going on that week, Wednesday's a great day. The students are already out with their volunteer day, as we mentioned. And then in that evening, we are helping coordinate the homecoming parade. So that has potential for a lot of students to be involved with that. We hope that there's a good turnout there, but we're also hoping to have a good turnout with businesses coming out to support and enjoy in the fun of homecoming. And so that will be Wednesday, October 2nd. Lineup will begin at 5:30 p.m. at the high school. It'll be right at the Dewey Field parking lot, and then we'll get started right at 6 o'clock, and they'll go from the high school area to Willis Avenue all the way down to downtown, and there will be a community cookout following the parade. So it was a really big success last year with the number of people involved with the parade and out watching it, and then kind of the after activities as well.
Yeah, and then that cookout is really a community collaboration with several different hands in it, correct?
That's right. So Raccoon Valley Bank and Hy-Vee are working together to kind of be the hosts for this community cookout. Tyson donated pork loins and Hy-Vee will be grilling them out. Frio will be donating ice cream as well. And so in that Raccoon Valley Bank Plaza area, there will be the cookout where people can purchase the meal with proceeds going to the junior class. Booster Club will have a pop-up to sell merchandise. So if you don't have it already for the game, that's a really good time to get it. But then also the football players, I believe, will be signing autographs, and that's a fun thing for kids. And again, just a time for people to come out and support each other and be a part of all the activity.
Absolutely. Well, one last thing that I want to ask you about today while we still have time is one last mention for tonight's event. It would be remiss if we didn't mention it, the first annual Sip and Shop for the Perry Chamber.
That's right. So tonight, 4 to 7 p.m., we have our fall Sip and Shop, and we have 10 businesses that are a part of that, mostly downtown, but two others that are not. And that's just an opportunity for an after-hours shopping experience. Those merchants are providing some complimentary refreshments, so there will be some sipping, but hopefully a lot of shopping as well. So attendees are invited to go around to all of the businesses, see what's new for fall, and just kind of, again, get out and about, enjoy the weather and each other in our community.
All right. Well, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
If you're looking for the specific businesses that are participating in tonight's Sip and Shop, just check out our Facebook event page, but you can just count on most of our downtown retailers being a part of that. And I just really encourage our businesses to come out to participate in the homecoming parade.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Lindsay, and for Brenda as well.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Brenda Minton and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.